Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, Grateful Ones. Welcome to Season 2 of After 30 with Cara Erigel. Before we start, let's take a few moments, a few deep breaths to make space for new learnings, rediscovery, and gratitude. Repeat after me. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for my ability to heal, to learn, to accept joy and abundance. Thank you for my unique abilities, my kindness, and my compassion. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for forgiveness. Take a couple more breaths, and when you're ready, let's start. Hey, Grateful Ones. Welcome to another episode of After 30 with Cara Erigel. Happy 2024! I am so grateful to have been part of your lives last year, and it's been such an honor sharing this journey with you. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. And here we are, starting a fresh new year together. I am so, so thankful for you. I hope you know that. To everyone who has ever reached out and slid through my DMs, please know that I love you and I appreciate you. You are doing great, and we are going to own this year. Claim it. Now, let's dive right into our first episode of 2024. Starting a new year can be daunting. There's this sort of unspoken pressure to be better, to do better than the year before. But guess what? You're not alone in feeling that way. Ever. That's why we're here. So today, we're talking about how to shift from overwhelmed to empowered. And of course, our goal this year is to thrive. We all get overwhelmed every once in a while as you juggle all aspects of your life. Dropping the ball at least once is not just okay. It's normal. It's even inevitable. There's this beautiful quote that I really love. It's not about doing more. It's about doing what matters. Take a deep breath with me right now.
Inhale.
Exhale. Now, let's explore some practical tips on how to start this year on the right foot. Let's kick off with what we like to do a lot of on this podcast, meditate. Imagine finding clarity in the chaos. Meditation isn't just sitting cross-legged, your eyes closed, and humming. It is a lifeline. As they say, in the stillness, you find your strength. This could not be more true. The overwhelm takes over when there's just too much noise in your head, and it feels like you're drowning. You can't simply listen to every single voice in there. You can't possibly effectively entertain every single thought that enters your brain. That's too much for one person to handle. Yet this happens a lot to most of us. We've got too many tabs open, and well, what happens to an overloaded computer? It hangs or even shuts down. So breathe, take deep breaths, stay and be comfortable with the silence. Be choosy with which thoughts you entertain in your head and which ones you will digest and take in. What we allow inside our minds is like the food we eat. Bad thoughts are like junk food, hard to resist, unnecessary, and even harmful to you. It's always your choice. Peace or chaos? Let's choose peace, because in the stillness is where you find clarity. Now, another thing we do a lot here is journaling. It's not just about penning down every detail of your day. It's about reflection, about understanding yourself. The pen is your ally in self-discovery. Choose however you want to journal and whatever time of the day is most convenient and sustainable for you. Get a pretty notebook and a pretty pen if that's your thing, or journal on your iPad or your computer. Just as long as you're able to see your thoughts come to life, you get to have a deeper understanding of your thoughts, feelings, and your journey. I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't been fully consistent with journaling. This has been something I've really worked on sticking with since before I started the podcast. And it's been a huge part of my self-discovery, this journey that I am on with you guys. Some days are just tougher than most. Some days I don't even have the bandwidth to write down what it is that's going on in my head. But the whole point of journaling for me has been when there's just too much noise in my mind and I need to figure out what really is going on, or I need to calm myself down. So I'm still choosing a cute, simple notebook with good quality paper and a nice pen to journal, to write down my feelings and my thoughts. And when it's just all the thoughts are rushing through in my head and I need to figure out, okay, what is really going on? Journaling helps me a lot because my hand is slower than my brain. And before my hand writes anything down, my brain needs to choose, okay, which one, which emotion, which feeling are you deciding to go with? And that's what we're writing down. So it shows me what I am prioritizing in the moment in terms of feelings and thoughts. It helps me narrow my emotions down. And that's what journaling has been like for me when it's harder. Before, it was a lot easier when I would wake up and I had all the time in the world to journal, have my coffee and all that. But now there's just a little too much going on. And so I do find a little pocket during the day when I really commit to it. And even if I just write down a few sentences of how it is that I'm feeling, what it is that I'm going through, just so I can focus. And that's the strength of journaling for me so far. You can try and do that for yourself as well. You can even just write a list of things you're grateful for, maybe three things that you're feeling in the moment, three fears, and three ways you imagine getting over or conquering those fears in the moment. And that really helps a lot.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The next one for me is vision boarding. It's not just a collage. It's a very strong and effective manifestation tool. What the mind can conceive, it can achieve. A vision board is a powerful visual tool that serves as a tangible representation of your goals, dreams, and aspirations. It typically consists of a collage of images, words, and affirmations strategically placed on a board or canvas, or even on your iPad, on GoodNotes, or your desktop. Put it wherever you can see it every single day. Imagine a board adorned with vibrant images of your dream destinations, a picture of your ideal home, and snippets of motivational quotes. Each element on the board is carefully selected to embody the life you envision. Your vision board becomes a personal roadmap, a daily reminder of your aspirations, fostering motivation and clarity as you work towards manifesting your dreams. Knowing the end goal is like having a roadmap, and that roadmap is your vision board, for example. Begin with the end in mind, they say. It's like the GPS for your dreams. Beginning with the end in mind is a concept that emphasizes the importance of setting clear goals and envisioning the desired outcome before starting anything. It encourages you to have a specific, well-defined destination in mind, allowing you to create a roadmap for success. This principle, popularized by Stephen Covey in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, is a cornerstone for effective planning and personal development. Imagine you're planning a road trip, right? Beginning with the end in mind means deciding on your ultimate destination, mapping out the route, and envisioning the memorable experiences you want to have along the way. Your end goal could be, let's say, top of mind, Bukidnon. Reaching Bukidnon from Davao Oriental to find yourself and soul search. And every decision you make, choosing stops, planning activities, selecting companions, is guided by this vision. This approach ensures that every step aligns with your ultimate objective, making the journey purposeful and fulfilling. In life, just like on a road trip, starting with a clear end goal in mind helps shape your choices and actions, leading to a more intentional and rewarding journey. Now, let's talk about one ninja move, saying no. It's not just a word, it's a sentence. And it's a sentence that sets you free. Saying no is saying yes to yourself. This underscores the significance of setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care. It implies that declining certain commitments or requests allows you to prioritize your well-being, your goals and values over external demands. This concept is about asserting your needs and preserving your time and energy for what truly matters to you. Consider a scenario where you've been asked to take on an additional project at work, but you're already so stretched thin with existing responsibilities. Saying no in this situation is like saying yes to yourself. By declining the extra workload, you're prioritizing your mental health, preventing burnout, and making sure that the quality of your work remains high. This principle extends beyond the professional realm. Saying no to social engagements, tasks, or responsibilities that don't align with your priorities. It just really allows you to preserve your time for activities that bring you joy, personal growth, and a sense of fulfillment. In essence, saying no becomes a powerful affirmation of self-worth and self-care. Picture this. You, empowered, taking all these steps and transforming your year, thriving, at peace, so determined and sure of your every step. No time, no energy, no mistake, no pain or joy wasted. Every year, we are given the chance for a new beginning, to restart, to take on all of your experiences and use them to propel us even further and bring us closer to the version of ourselves we want to be. And here's the secret ingredient. Empower others as you empower yourself. Share your journey. We're all in this together. All in this together. Yep, I sang it in my head too. Not just in my head, I actually sang it. Okay, seriously. When you realize your purpose is also to be of service to others, oh, what an amazing superpower that is. All right, my beautiful souls, my grateful ones, as we wrap up this episode, please remember You are never alone on this journey. Here's to a year of intentional living and empowered choices. As always, I want to hear from you. Please share your experiences, your thoughts, challenges, and your victories. Connect with me on social media at Cara Erigel and at After 30 with Cara Erigel. And hey, if you love this episode, hit that follow button and share a link to your friends and loved ones, because we've got so many things coming your way this year. Until next time, stay grateful, stay inspired, and keep thriving. Here's to an empowered 2024.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.